Lachim. Like the Malach HaMavis came to this Mishmacha, everybody in the Mishmacha should feel bid. Should be Yidag, be worried about the Malach HaMavis. So Drashi Yidago means Yiro Min HaMisa. You should be afraid of the Misa. Echad Mabdei HaChabura Shemais. One of the Chabura means friends of people that work together, learn together. If one of them is Meis, is Tidak Kol HaChabura Kulam. Everybody in that Chabura should be afraid. Is Amri Law, some say the Meis Godl. It means if the greatest one died, then everybody else should be afraid. The Amri Law, the Meis Kon. Some say Faket the Svaron. If the smallest one died, then everybody should be afraid. Drashi the Meis Godom Yesh Lidog Hoyel B'Sholta Midas Hadin Rosh HaBayis. That's a Svaron. Madach the Malach HaMavis is coming to the Reish, to the greatest one of the Bayis. So everybody has to be afraid. Maybe he's going to come to him. V'Yamulah the Meis Kotin Shevekilkola Ma'atchila Min HaKotin. Because the Kilkol always starts from the youngest one. So the Malach HaMavis came to the youngest one. Everybody else has to be afraid. Maybe he's going to work himself up. The Malach HaMavis. Now our Mishnah says V'Chola Mekalkulin Pturim. Any type of a kilku you do on Shabbos for any one of the lamates mulachis, you potter. That's why our Mishnah says by Kareya. If you're Kareya, b'chamosa, b'yal meisa, b'chol ha-makalkun's pturim. Even though you're ripping the beggar on Shabbos, since it's a makalku, you're pturim. So poshtas mashma on all lamates mulachis. Now zokeh bavua b'raisam, toni rabavua kaimed rab yechlin. Bavua learned in front of rab yechlin, kol ha-makalkun pturim. It's not true, like most of the mulachis are pturim, if you're makalkum. Chutz mi chayvul amavir. A chutz from two malachis. Chayvul, when you hit somebody and you make blood come out of him, or else mavir, you burn something, even though you be makalkin, now you start destroying the paper. Or when you hit somebody, punch somebody in the mouth and it starts bleeding, you only be makalkulim, still you chayv. These two malachis are different. That's what the Bavua holds. Zadrashi chutz mi chayvul biyodim. Zadrashi de makalkulu. When you chayvul, you make a chavole, a chabur in him, you be makalkulim. V'chayiv, still yechayiv on Shabbos. What's the raya? It's a raya from the Mishnah Baba Kama to Tanan. Ha'choyvul b'chaveri b'Shabbos potev. Somebody punches his friend in the nose on Shabbos and it makes him bleed, even though in the middle of the week, yechayiv hey devor, yechayiv fader mamazik. But on Shabbos, you potev from paying him the damage. Why? M'l'shalim if neishanidim anavshay. You say, come with the rabbi minei. Since for punching him on Shabbos, yechayiv misam. So you see, klar, even though you makalkul on Shabbos, by punching him, still yechayiv. Chabur will soon see why. Chabur is different, Yechayiv, even though it's Mekalkum. Hu adinu mavir, if you burn something on Shabbos, also Yechayiv, what's the Rayim? Esai also Mishnah Babakama. Amavir esai Godish, if you burn up somebody's tfua, he has a field full of corn, and you burn it up, Mekalkulu v'chayiv, Yechayiv on Shabbos, kiretnan, hu shidlik esai Godish, if a person lit up the Godish, potem in atashtumim, if on Shabbos you go to your friend's field, and light up, burn up his cornfield, you're potter for paying him as mazik. Why? If nation yidim b'nafshay, because yechayiv misa. So you see, klar, for these two avos malachas, there's a chayiv misa. Even though it's a kukum, still yechayiv. We'll soon see why these two avos are different. That's what Rabbi Avuah learned. Omale, Rabbi Yechon answered back to Rabbi Avuah, you should know, pulk toni lebrua. Whoever told you this b'raisa, go and throw it outside. Echayivu lomavre in the Mishnah. Whoever told you that b'raisa to say yechayiv, even chayvul amavi, you know it's the wrong. It's in the Mishnah. It's not right. He made a mistake. So Rashi in the Mishnah, the mekalkulu potter. If your mamish make a kilkul and you punch someone in the nose and you only be mekalkul, the blood is coming out. It's a posher kilkul avadi potter. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. I v'im timtzleim a Mishnah. The chur we have Mishnayis and the Baba Kama Rashi just wrote down. Two Mishnah that says if you hit somebody on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him back money because you chayiv misa. And if you burn somebody's field on Shabbos, you're potter from paying him money because you chayiv misa. Out of the chur it's a kukul, so you see you are chayiv. So if you're b'yechanim, those two Mishnahs are talking about in Tim Slema Mishnah, chayivel b'tzorach l'kalboy. It's talking about when you hit somebody, you needed the blood. What do you need the blood for? You want to give it to your dog. Your dog is sick, or he likes blood. You want to give blood to your dog, to give to your dog to eat. So when you punch somebody, it's not only called a kilkul, it's called a little bit of a ticken. You need the blood. Hu adin mavir b'tzorach liofroi. That we say if you burn something on Shabbos Yechayiv, it's talking about a case where you need ashes. For some reason, you need the ashes. You want to take it home to cover dirt in your house. So when you burn something, it's called a ksas ticken. That's why Yechayiv the Mishnayis in Bava Kama. Ve'enach nami, a place where it's just a pure kilku, you don't need the ashes, or you don't need the blood. You just want to give somebody a bloody nose, avad yepater on Shabbos. That's how to have yechna. So Drashi, Bitzorek, we're talking about, ledam hayetzim in a chavola. Lekalbot, you want to give it to your dog. be a makalkul waits on nechpol, even though on the gate to this person you punch him in the nose, for him it's a kilkul, he's a bloody nose, of masakin waits like kelev. That's a Yechman Svar. It's called the Ksas Tikin Nogay to the Kelev. You need blood for your dog, so that's the way you get the blood. I fret Gemara vo Anan Tanan, Kola Makalkalim Pturim. So this is going to be a kasha now on Rabbi Avua. How could Rabbi Avua learn that Choyvel and Maver is Chayiv? Ayao Mishnah says, Kola Makalkalim Pturim. Mashm all Lamet Tes Molochis. If you do it, be Yechman Akilku, we just destroy, just ruining your potter. You only chay if I malachis needs malachis machshavis. Pasha the pturim kilkul is. Torah says for Shabbos lachin machshavis. There has to be a choshev malacha. You have to build something. You have to write something. But by building, you're ruining something. That's not called malachis machshavis yipoter. So our Mishnah says kol amakalklim pturim mashma all lamates malachis yipoter bekilkul. So how could you come along and say these two yichayiv? And if the Gemara enechnami masdisim yab Yuda. I tell you, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yudi. Take it true. The Mishnah is mashm all lamates mulachas apotah b'kilkul. That's according to Rabbi Yudi Shita. Brisa, our Brisa, who brought down that said no, that choyvul amavul is chayiv, that goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, where do we have such a machloikus of Yudin Rabbi Shimon if makalkul is chayiv by chavola and by havora? So Rashi learns, our Mishnah is mashmu all lamates mulachas apotim. And there it says, Mastitzin of Yehuda. The Yistlei Mekalka Bechabura Potter, the Trashi Lo Yisparu Sheikha. Rashi doesn't know where in Shas it says such a machlekes before. That the morning of a pshitis here, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mekalkal is Potter. And according to Rabbi Shimon, it's Chayim. Rashi doesn't know where it said it. Another pshat Rashi says is, Vali Nira, this is the pshat. Mastitzin of Yehuda. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Yoma Malocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv Olei. That he holds the Malocha Shein Tzrich Lagufa Chayiv. What does that mean? Hilkach Chiyuva De Choyvel Besorach LeKalvoi. Now, as we have a spirit. Our Mishnah says here, Makalkul is Potter. And there's a Mishnah in Baba Kama that says, by Chabura and by Havora you are Chayiv on Shabbos. That's a Mishnah in Baba Kama. It says Chayiv Misa. So one way out is to say, like we said before, Tzorach LeKalvoi. When do we say, if you make a Chabura on Shabbos Yechayiv, when it's not called a Kilkul? When it's called, you're doing it to you need the blood. If you need the blood, it's not called a Kilkul. Now, who holds such a Svarim? The fact you need the blood, that's not called a Kilkul, that's only contrary to Yehuda's Svarim. Because really, if you look at the person himself, you gave this person a bloody nose. To he himself, you only Mekalkul him. You gave a pure Kilkul. You made him a bloody nose. It's a Kilkul. What's the tikkun we want to say? Your dog needs the blood. What do we care about your dog? Lamaisa, the malach is done at this person, and this person, you gave him a bloody nose, it's called a kilkul. Slachura, even the svara that you need the blood for your dog, why is it called like a tikkun? Like, lachura, that tikkun is someplace else. And lachura, we should only look at what happened to the person, he has a bloody nose, he should be potter. It's called a kilkul. The Teret says, you have Yehuda holds such a svara like that. You have Yehuda holds the malach shein tzrich leguf is chayiv alein. I mean, you do a malacha, shein tzrich l'gufa. That means you don't need the gufa of the malacha. Like you're saying, carrying out a mace on Shabbos. You carry a mace out of the room, it's not the pshat you need the mace to be outside, you want to use them there. Tzrich l'gufa means you carry a shovel outside. The pshat is, you want to dig over there, I need this shovel to be there, so I'm taking this shovel out to get there, that's called the malacha, you need the gufa to carry. When you want to get a mace out of the room, it's not the pshat you need the mace over there. It's just you don't want the mace over here. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv. Why Yechayiv? Even though the goof of the malach you don't need, but it has some purpose though. Another purpose, a side purpose, means something according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that's what Rashi is making a sushdom. If you see a side purpose means something according to Rabbi Yehuda, so what then here when you're chayvul? When you give the guy a bloody nose, and he's a chayvul in his nose, so even though it's a kilkul to him, but if you want this blood for another purpose, it's considered a good purpose. It's called a tikkun. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you see the svara, if you need it for something else, there's something else, machshava, helps to make this melacha a good melacha. Just like you see by melacha, shen tzrich l'guf, yichayev, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the same svara here by kilkum. If you need this kilkum for some other purpose, even though it's a kilkum, the person, it's called a tikkun. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Let's see inside. Linear was a drashi, matis and Yehudi, to yom melacha, shen tzrich l'guf, yichayev, hilkach. Chiyuva de choyvul, that's what the Mishnah Bava Kama says. If you choyvul somebody on Shabbos that you're potter from pain because you chayiv mis, you say, come to Rav Minein, that's song about the circle cowboy. Having a kimto, where you needed the blood to give your dog. or Mavri, the Mishnah says if you burn somebody's tfu on Shabbos, you put it from paying him, because Shechayiv Misa is also a Sarach Lofrin. You need the if you need the issues. Now, Mishkachas Lom, the Afal P, the Makakul, waits some locha atzmo, even though by punching the guy's nose, it's a kilkul. By burning the guy's tfuam, your Makakul is tfuam of Mesakin waits lacherim. But your Mesakin for a different purpose. You need the ashes. You need the blood. Rabbi Yehuda ki agavna malochu. Rabbi Yehuda holds such a svarim that if you need a different purpose, you could make your need come in contact with the malocha and makes the malocha chashuv malocha. Mishum tikkun acherim. Therefore, it's called the tikkun the malocha. Avo makalkul v'yena masakin potter. That's pshat now mishnah. But lo yitzu you make a kilkum where you have no purpose at all, even by chavolim, where you stand punch a guy in the nose, avad yibi potter on Shabbos. Because tam kilkul, that's our Mishnah, kol amakalkulin is pturim. The alpha graduation must be spoken to Reb Shimon, this goes according to Yehuda. Baito Bryce Reb Shimon is a trashi. The yomam locha shen tzrich l'gufa potter alei. Reb Shimon does know that svara. A malocha that the gufa malocha you don't need, even though there's a side purpose what you're doing it for, we don't look at the side purpose, you're potter. Hilkach, ein locha choyvu l'mav shen makalkul. Every time you punch somebody, you make a chavol on Shabbos, it's always called a kilkul. Because look at the goof of the malachim. By punching the guys in the nose, you can't say it's a tikkun. It's zicha kilkum. V'yafilu ma'avareitzim l'kadei rosoi. Afilu when you're burning wood to use the heat. It's also called makalkul veitzleitzim. Because the mice in the wood itself, you're ruining the wood. O'mashu mesakin eitz lachem rab shimin lechoshet. The malachim says it's a goof of heat. Ela mishun l'makalkul v'chavol v'avor v'chayi kudi apla kamei. It's according to Reb Shimon, he holds you always have to look at the guf of the malacha, what you're doing. So lamaisa, burning wood, or burning somebody tfua, or punching somebody in the nose, is always called 100% kukul. And still, the Mishnah Baba Kama says, yechayiv misan Shabbos. So Reb Shimon has a raya that kukul, bechabura, and bavari is chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's raya. But according to Reb Yehuda, there's no raya from the Mishnah Baba Kama. According to Reb Yehuda, that sign the Mishnah Baba Kama is talking about by Tzorach Lofroi or Tzorach Lekalboi, where you need the blood. And according to Reb Yehuda, if you need the blood for another purpose, that's a Choshev HaMalachim. So that's the Teretz, to Reb Avua. Reb Avua that says, Yechayev goes according to Reb Shimon. And now Mishnah says, Kol HaMakalkin is Turin, goes according to Reb Yehuda. So that's Gemara, but my time with Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, though, these two Malachas are different. If you make a chavola on Shabbos, or you make a havar on Shabbos, yichayiv. Fret the Gemara, why? Why are these two melachos different? Good, we have a raya for the Mishnah and Baba Kama. What's the head? But why should these two melachos be different? And the Gemara raya from the posik. Mid yitzchak krol lemishre mila. You need a posik to say you're allowed to make a meal on Shabbos. Without the heter, I would say it's also to make a meal on Shabbos. Why? What are you doing? You're making a chavola. It's only a kukul. You're cutting, you're making blood come out. It's a chavola. And still, you see, the Torah has to be mati you, mash without an extra posik of a yom hashmini, it'd be also to make a meal on Shabbos. So you see, you say that chavola is chayiv on Shabbos. That's Reb Shimon's raya.
It's a tikkun,
oh, so it's tikkun in the goof. So that's that Reb Shimon doesn't know the tikkun midav racha doesn't help you. Reb Shimon knows you need a tikkun in the goof hamalacha. Lamaisa, the malacha is tam a kilkul. You're stam cutting him, you're making a chavola there. The goof a chavola is a kilkul. Ah, you be mekayim a mitzvah and doing other things, tikkun in the goof. Reb Shimon's not chosh of that. Reb Shimon needs a tikkun in the goof hamalacha. So Drashi, Meditzra kro v'yoyim hashmini, v'yoyim is yisera, v'afilu b'shabbos, o milo choyvelu. Mila, the malacha on Shabbos, will be the issa to do it on Shabbos. You're making a chavola. You're making blood come out of the person. Mechlal de l'shar, de shar mekalkul mechabur chayiv. It's raya really for chavola chayiv on Shabbos. The Torah gave a special letter. Mila is mutter. Another tomorrow, hachayvul biyam is chayiv. And what about havora? Umidi yoser achimon havora. Gabi bas koyim. Torah says you're not allowed to kill with eish with fire on Shabbos. Shemamina mave biyal mechayiv. Why can't you kill on Shabbos? Because you're doing a malach of havara. So you see that havara is also to do on Shabbos. Drashu mid yoser achmon havara de bas koyin b'Shabbos. There's a special posuk to say you're not allowed to kill him. So chura ay, let's learn the yisur is aus nesias neshama. What's the raya the yisur is upon the fire? Maybe the yisur is upon nesias neshama. That's what the phrase goes into. Vakoponim the yisur havara is you have to first. Heat up the way you kill somebody with sreifer is you heat up the lid, you have boiling hot lead, you throw down the mouth. That's called the sreifer. So when I say heating up, making havara, that's the Torah asks. That's why now I kill on Shabbos. Mashmas, the actual misa would have been mutum. But the maleches havara, that's also to do on Shabbos. I havari is a kukul. Every time you burn something, you're ruining it. So you see, by the meleches havara, even though it's a kukul, here the Torah said yichayiv. If it's done before Shabbos, you can't kill. Yeah, you only throw down boiling hot lead, it cools off. Otherwise, how do you keep it hot?
Can't keep it on the left. Keep it on the left.
I'm not sure on the pesukim. The way the Gemara is not here. The way you dash in the pesukim, the Gemara in Yevam is smash mekloah. The bishul is what's also. Vaita, for Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda holds no raya for mila. Hosam misakinu. Yes, for Rabbi Yehuda holds mila is a tikkun. You know what I mean? It's not called a kukul. You're doing up a mitzvah. You be misakin a goof. And Yehuda's svar is that's called a tikkun. Therefore, you have no raya. Torah asked mila on Shabbos. So if you start making kukul on Shabbos b'chabura, you be potter. Why is Mila Chayiv, if not for the new Heter Akro? Because there it's called a Tikkun. Kid Ravashi. The Yom Ravashi, Malin Lestakin Mila, Malin Lestakin Kli. The same way you fix up a Kli, you fix up the goof of the person. A person without the Mila is called a Choser, and now the Mila is being Mestakin him. Shrashi Mali Mestakin Kli. Honami Mestakin Gavrihu. V'yesh Malachi, but Tikkun's there. The person before his Mila is called a Choser, and now after the Mila is called a Tikkun, so it's called Yom Mestakin. Vaita, and who adin by avoras bas kain also mali levashol psilo mali levashol samonim. Rashi bishol psilo shumadlik psilo shalever. When you're burning up this lead for noisel teich pia and you put it into a mouth, for derech bishol uzer for chayev ala bishol sheinu makalkol aver bebishuloi ela mesakim v'tzarif. For cat, he holds that when you're cooking up the aver, the lead, it's not called you ruining the lead. For cat, you're being misakin the lead that way. You're burning it up, making it hot, that's called tzarif. You're like melting it down, you're making it purified. That's not called a kilkul. Samonim, shom lechas ha-mishkan. Same way it was in the Mishkan, also was it called the davar tikkun. So that's Reb Yehuda's svara. And this is Reb Yehuda's svara. Reb Shimon does know for this svara, he holds that's not called a tikkun. A tikkun, according to Reb Shimon, has to be a tikkun of the guf ha-malacham. Lamaisa, when you're burning, what are you burning? You have to burn wood in order to burn up the lead. So when you first make this fire, that's called a kukul. You're making this fire for a purpose of a tikkun of being misakin the lead. According to Rabbi Shimon, you can't look at zaitika tikkun. It has to be a tikkun of the guf hamalacha. You're burning wood, that's called a kukul. So that's this machlokes if you're Rabbi Shimon, if the meleches chaburim and havara is chayiv on Shabbos kukul, or no, only these two cases are separate because these two cases are tikkun, but a regular chabura is potter, like our Mishnah says. By the shir hamalabin, the Mishnah says that if you do the meleches malabin of cleaning off the wool, or else manaf is combing out the wool, so there you're dyeing the wool, or else a tovi is spinning the threads, is kamali reichav asit. That has to be the length of a sit. We'll soon see what that means. We have Yosef mochi kofum. He'll like double. Double means this way, the spread between your thumb and your first finger. That's called kofum. We have chibarami mochi poshut. Poshut means like this, the length between the first finger, the second finger, and the third finger. So it's Rashi. We have Yosef mochi hai hasit kofum. What is sit kofum? A thread doubled. The masnisin kofum mamish means berevach kotzer shebein etz palama. You're doubled, right? So machi kofim means double fakir. He holds this span between your second finger and your third finger, double this space. That means kofim. The Mishnah means sita kofim mamish, two times this measurement. But the second man, the Yom Reb Chiyav Rabbi, machi poshit, machi posh Rashi berevach shebein goydol lietzpam, between your thumb and the first finger, means palm echad at one shot. Who kofel the masnitz? Not pshat and mishta kofel double. She yeshba keflayim koisa shebein amal etzba. There's more than two times the spin between your thumb and the first finger than between this finger and this finger. That's why the mishta means kofel double. Means more than two times this is this much. So that's how much of a string you have to either be malabin or be tzavei or be menafetz is a lochus echayv and shams. Well, look, the second one, Yom, is just one. It not just means this. Now, this span is called kofel because it's more than two times this span.
There
you need two. There you need two. That's different, right?
Of this?
What? No, that's Mishnah. Vayirik shnei chutim shir kamos. Right. Two strings that long, right? According to Ariga needs two that long. So, the Mishnah. What's called the melechet seder? That means you capture it, that after it's in the migdol, that means a cage where you keep the birds. That's called it's caught there. You do a matzat tipul amigdol is chayiv. Mashaykin, you put a bird in your house, you put, it's not called captured there, because he can fly around the rooms, it's not called you have him. Hey, Seder means he's caught. you have him. A deer, you bring him into the house on Shabbos and close the door, that's called the chiyuv tzeidah, it's called kohen. A tzipor is only chai to bring him into the migdol. Less than a migdol in the house, he can fly around, he's not called kor. Of the things are by tzvi. O tzvi, if you take a deer, legina u lechotz lebivrin chayiv. You don't have to bring him dafkin into your house. You bring him into the